The Trump administration has reportedly laid off as many as 2,000 workers from the Department of Energy. According to Reuters, this will impact multiple offices within the federal agency, including the National Nuclear Security Administration, the Loan Programs Office, and the Grid Deployment Office. In total, the Department of Energy employs 14,000 federal employees and 95,000 contractors. Some 325 workers from the National Nuclear Security Administration were let go. However, a portion of those layoffs have said to have been rescinded to retain essential nuclear security personnel. It remains unclear how many positions were reinstated. Meanwhile, at least 45 employees were laid off from the Loan Programs Office, which provides hundreds of billions of dollars for clean energy, nuclear, and clean vehicle projects. 18 employees were also let go from the Grid Deployment Office, whose staff focuses on modernizing the nation's power grid. Democratic lawmakers claim some of these layoffs affected workers at national laboratories, hydroelectric plants, and sites managing Cold War-era nuclear contamination. Senator Patty Murray of Washington stated that at least a dozen workers at the Hanford nuclear site, a decommissioned but still contaminated location, were among those dismissed. Additionally, over 600 electricians, scientists, and cybersecurity experts at the Bonneville Power Administration, which delivers carbon-free hydropower to residents in the Columbia River Basin, were let go as well. Some employees learned of their termination when they lost access to government-issued laptops and phones just after midnight, Eastern Time, on Friday. A letter obtained by Reuters and sent to laid-off Energy Department workers stated their continued employment was deemed not in the public interest. This comes after three people representing the Department of Government. Efficiency visited the federal agency last week.